We find recorded in Exodus, "Then the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth so that it may become gnats in all the land of Egypt. And they did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, and there were gnats on man and beast. All the dust of the earth became gnats in all the land of Egypt. The magicians tried by their secret arts to produce gnats, but they could not. So there were gnats on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said." The plagues inflicted on Egypt before the Passover had two purposes. First, the plagues showed the children of Israel that God was in their midst and desired to deliver them from slavery. He would act with power to bring them back to the land once promised to their father Abraham. Second, the plague showed the Egyptians that he is the one true God, that their pantheon of deities were of no avail. Egyptian magicians were able to produce the same effects of the first two plagues. When they turned the water of the Nile into blood, the Egyptian magicians did the same through their secret arts. So, too, the magicians were able to bring frogs up from the water, the second plague. The lesson for today, although we may seem to have power over nature, yet that power is limited. God, who created the heavens and the earth, can and does those things at which we can only marvel, including creating and sustaining life. May we have the wisdom to acknowledge that God has power over all things. Amen.